celebrating the sounds of Memphis for 21 years. Welcome to another episode of Bill Street Caravan.
Heard around the globe on NPR Worldwide, major funding for Bill Street Caravan is provided by the AutoZone Corporation. AutoZone, parts are just part of what we do.
Hi, I'm your co-host, Pat Mitchell-Worley.
And I'm Kevin Cubbins.
This week on Bill Street Caravan, we feature two acts that dip into the ever-expanding melting pot of blues, rock and roll, and soul music.
First up, we'll hear from one-man band, Edward David Anderson. Then we'll hear from rock and roll duo, Cattle.
Bill Street Caravan contributor, William Lee Ellis, will also be joining us to discuss the deep connections between religion and the blues.
That's all coming up right now on Bill Street Caravan. Hey, Pat.
Hey, Kevin.
So let's kick things off with Ed Anderson, probably best known for his compelling work with roots rock outfit Backyard Tire Fire out of North Carolina.
Now he's set out as a solo artist, and he's been doing this for a few years now. He's got a couple of albums under his belt.
Albums that display an encyclopedic understanding of that soulful Memphis sound. We were lucky enough to catch up with Anderson at Laughlin Yard in Memphis, Tennessee during Bridging the Blues, a month-long celebration of the music and culture of the Memphis and Delta region with nonstop programming taking place throughout the area. Bridging the Blues takes place every fall, and for more info, you can head to bridgingtheblues.com.
Here's Ed David Anderson at Laughlin Yard in Memphis, Tennessee, live on Bill Street Caravan.
Good evening, friends. Thank you. shucking that corn. That girl's been grinning since the day she was born. She ain't hurting nobody. She ain't hurting no one. Yeah, I used to live in Chicago, where the cold wind blows. Delivered more junk, man, than any junk I could hold. I wasn't hurting nobody. I wasn't hurting no one. You can fool some of the people part of the time in a rock and roll song. 50 million Elvis Presley fans can't be all wrong. Hey, I'm all down the street like a Lucky LaRue. Got my hand in my pocket just thinking about you. I ain't hurting nobody. I ain't hurting no one. I ain't a hurting nobody. I ain't hurting no one. I ain't a hurting nobody. Hey, I ain't a hurting no one. Memphis, Tennessee. Thank you so much. God bless you. It's good to be here. I'm Edward David Anderson. It's nice to be in this fine backyard with y'all. I woke up in Pensacola Beach this morning. It's good to be here with you all. Cheers. It's my first time here. I'm digging it. I'm going to do you an old song here. This is a Harry Nilsson thing that written by Fred Neil. Talking at me, I don't hear a word they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind. People stop and stare, I can't see their faces. Only the shadows of their eyes. Well, I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. I'm going where the weather suits my clothes. I'm hanging off of the northeast wind. I'm sailing on summer breeze. I'm skipping over the ocean like storm. Again, because it feels good. I said, wah, 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 wah. All right. Well, I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. I'm going where the weather suits my clothes. Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear a word they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind. I said I won't let you leave my love behind. I said I won't let you leave my love behind.
so much. We'll try a couple on the banjo for you.
You're listening to the Sounds of Memphis on Beale Street Caravan.
Here's more from Edward David Anderson at Laughlin Yard in Memphis, Tennessee, live on Beale Street Caravan.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. It makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. It's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bounds and ink stains that have dried upon some line that keep you on a back road by the rivers of my memory, keep you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on the columns now that bind me. Something that somebody said because they thought we'd fit together walking. It's knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiven as I walk along some railroad track and find you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory. For hours you're just gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields or the clotheslines, junkyards and highways come between us, some other woman's crying to her mother 'cause she turned and I was gone. Stain my face and summer sun might burn me till I'm blind, but not to where I cannot see you walking on a back road by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind.
All right. Singing a Glen Campbell classic. Thank you, Memphis. An old Al Green song. Cheers, everybody. Yeah.
David Anderson at Laughlin Yard in Memphis, Tennessee, live on Bill Street Caravan. To find out more about Ed, head to EdwardDavidAnderson.com. Be sure to check out his tour dates. He's probably heading to your neck of the woods sometime soon.
We'll be back with music from Cattle in just a few minutes.
But first, we're going to turn it over to Bill Street Caravan contributor William Lee Ellis as he explores the deep connections between the blues and religion.
Continuing last week's focus, the street corner evangelist and jackleg preacher, one such person who lived long enough to see rewards here on earth was Reverend Gary Davis, a true star of the folk and blues revival of the 1950s and 60s, and one of the most accomplished guitar players in any genre. Born in rural South Carolina in 1896, Davis was partially blind at birth, a condition that worsened when his eyes were doused with a medicine show elixir. Raised by a grandmother who encouraged his musical inclinations, the young Davis was exposed to sacred and secular music alike, from Baptist hymns to minstrel tunes, eventually becoming proficient on the harmonica, banjo, piano, and guitar. Among his earliest musical experiences was playing in a Greenville, South Carolina string band with the legendary Willie Walker. A decade later, while in Durham, North Carolina, his guitar skills were so fully developed that he cast a considerable shadow over a fellow blind musician, one whom he taught and whose style he greatly informed, Blind Boy Fuller. Davis also incorporated the ragtime music of his era into his playing, as did many regional guitarists, in a style that has since been dubbed Piedmont or East Coast Blues for its emphasis on pianist and ragtime borrowed techniques such as counterpoint, harmonically rich chordal progressions, chromatic fills, syncopated rhythms, and overall virtuosity. Other leading proponents of the style included Blind Blake and Davis' protege, Blind Boy Fuller. But Davis had a different path waiting, one that would take such virtuosity and use it to celebrate his Christian faith. Though he played two blues numbers in his first recording session, a 1935 New York City outing for ARC that also included Fuller and Bull City Red, Davis, who would be ordained two short years later, gave the company some dozen gospel selections, all classic representations of his jaw-dropping technique, and ones that would, by and large, remain in his vast repertoire the rest of his life. The hybrid style of Davis never lost its street corner evangelist flair, most notably in his voice, which was rough and robust, a la Blind Willie Johnson, whose rendition of the Samson and Delilah biblical narrative, If I Had My Way, Davis built on for his own signature version. Yet where Davis belies the vocal influence of Johnson, the guitar playing is another matter entirely. True, Davis loosely follows the inner string runs of his predecessor, but where Johnson prefers a simple rhythmic pattern on the guitar, Davis turns it into a guitar workout, the likes of which had rarely been heard in blues or gospel, an Olympiad of a piece as muscular as Samson himself. From 1927 and then 1956, Blind Willie Johnson and Reverend Gary Davis both doing If I Had My Way.
Lord, if I had my way, well, if I had a wicked one, if I had a long time.
If I had my way, if I had my way in this wicked world, if I had my way, I would tear this old little man down. Well, did a lot.
Applying the lessons of his East Coast blues peers with stunning exactitude, Davis imbued his religious guitar playing with the kind of fancy fretwork that justified his sung motto, I got fiery fingers, I got fiery hands, and when I get up to heaven, I'm going to join that fiery band. Not unlike Arizona Drains on piano before him, Davis reinvented his instrument's purpose, from a garden of earthly delights to nothing less than the music of the spheres. The range and polyphonic activity of ragtime piano gave him some of his ideas, but so too did the sound of gospel quartets. When Davis plays, his guitar voicings in fact appropriate at times the vocal arrangements of gospel groups, as in this number, I Am the Light of the World, first done by Birmingham, Alabama group the Dunham Jubilee Singers from 1931, and then 4 years later by Davis.
As long as I'm in this world, I am the light of this world. As long as I'm in this world, Lord, I am the light of this world. As long as I'm in this world, Lord, I am the light of this world. As long as I'm in this world, Lord, I am the light of this world.
Who would move to New York City in the 1940s and remain there the rest of his life, also never lost touch with his string band roots, and even was known to play banjo from time to time later in life. Here he is doing something of a missing link kind of piece, the 19th century spiritual come gospel number Out on the Ocean Sailing, in which Davis melds its 16-bar religious structure and lyrics to the finger rolls of another 19th century model for the musician, the African-derived minstrel popularized banjo. Davis was foremost an evangelist, and we should never forget that the words were of utmost importance in his musical message. Yet he was also among the most resourceful and innovative street corner preacher players there ever was, able to mix ragtime, blues, string band music, minstrel tunes, medicine show songs, and gospel into a singular sound that praised God in arguably the most colorful blend of heaven and earth ever heard. I leave you with one final example, his stellar take on You Gotta Move.
You may be rich. Got to move. That gamma got to move. Don't you know you got to move? Yes, move. Brother in God, get ready. You got to move. That drunker got to move. That drunker got to move. Don't you know you got to move? You got to move. Don't you know you got to move? Yeah. Brother in God, get ready. You got to move. I got to move. I got to move. I got to move. Oh. Brother in God, get ready. You got to move.
This is William Lee Ellis for Beale Street Caravan.
We want to remind our listeners you can find Beale Street Caravan on all the social media outlets.
Go to our website at BealeStreetCaravan.com and sign up for our monthly newsletter to find out where the caravan is going to be next.
You can also keep up with Beale Street Caravan via our podcast that's available through iTunes.
We have to take a quick break for local announcements, but stick around. There's a lot more music to come.
You're listening to the sounds of Memphis on Beale Street Caravan. AutoZone is proud to support Beale Street Caravan and other arts organizations that strengthen the greater Memphis community. Parts are just part of what we do. AutoZone.com.
Beale Street Caravan is also supported by awards from the Memphis Convention and Visitors Bureau, the Tennessee Arts Commission, Arts Memphis, and Tennessee Tourism. TennesseeVacation.com. The soundtrack of America was made in Tennessee. We're back, and for those of you just tuning in, we just heard from Edward David Anderson. Now we're going to check in with the band Cattle at our favorite little dive bar in Memphis, Bar DKDC.
The Toronto natives were passing through town on their way to the Deep Blues Fest down in Clarksdale, Mississippi, another part of this year's Bridging the Blues.
Cattle is a duo, which is surprising considering how huge the ruckus they make is.
Real-life couple Jamie Fleming and Sarah Kirkpatrick make up the band, and they specialize in raw, primordial, fuzz-laden blues.
It's good old hip-shaking, juke-joint-style rock and roll to me.
Here's an interesting note. Their latest release, The Shaken House, was recorded at Ardent Studios by none other than Beale Street Caravan engineer and post-producer Adam Hill. Adam is the reason our program sounds so good, and Cattle made a great decision when they came to Memphis to make their record with him.
And adding on to that, this time through Memphis, the band spent a couple of days with our good buddies over at Sam Phillips Recording.
How cool. Here's Cattle at Bar DKDC in Memphis, Tennessee, live on Beale Street Caravan.
Your car out on the street. I call you out before my machine's a simple talk. Amazing shape makes me complete. I see your eyes reflecting mine in blue and a brown. Mark a time, please don't go until I feel I'm satisfied. Please don't.
We're doing an Ike and Tina Turner song, everybody. So, and then Cole's up next, everybody. So stick around. We got another set.
I'm going back to my This one I get to sing.
I can tell there's a blood of a lab, but I like a book and I get to read.
thanks very much, everybody. I'll play a couple more songs for y'all. Thanks so much. Thank
you. You're listening to the Sounds of Memphis on Beale Street Caravan.
Here's more from Cattle at Bar DKDC in Memphis, Tennessee, live on Beale Street Caravan.
Come on.
Go to shine.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Seattle at Bar DKDC in Memphis, Tennessee, live on Beale Street Caravan.
To find out more about cattle, go to thebandcattle.com, and cattle is spelled C-A-T-L. So thebandcattle.com. Check out the tour dates because they might be coming to your area soon.
Again, their most recent record is called The Shaken House, and you can find that on their website as well. Special thanks to our supporters, AutoZone, the Memphis Convention and Visitors Bureau, Arts Memphis, the Tennessee Arts Commission, Tennessee Tourism, and Bridging the Blues for their support in making Beale Street Caravan possible.
We'd like to remind our listeners to please show your support for public broadcasting. You're just not going to find programming like this anywhere else.
We want to remind our listeners that you can find Beale Street Caravan on all the social media outlets. Do you love Memphis music? Tell us why and use hashtag IListenToMemphis. Or keep up with us on our podcast at iTunes.
Visit our website at BealeStreetCaravan.com to sign up for our monthly newsletter. You can find out where the caravan's going to be next.
And if you can't meet us there, we'll be back right here next week, so we'll see you then. I'm Pat Mitchell-Worley.
And I'm Kevin Cubbins.
You've been listening to the sounds of Memphis on Beale Street Caravan.